There's power in the name of Jesus. Everyday people like you and me pray, miracles happen. Someone called our prayer group and said, they're from Michigan. Somebody had recently moved from Michigan to Florida. Their teenage son was in a motorcycle accident. Could you go and pray for him? Somebody from your group, he's in the intensive care unit at the hospital. So we get over there, go to see the kid. He wasn't in very good shape. So we're going to lay our hands on him and pray in the name of Jesus. I asked the mother and father, I said, we're going to pray for your son in Jesus' name. I said, are you Christians? They said, yes. I said, well, if you want, you can lay your hands on him and we're going to pray together and ask Jesus to heal him. So the mom and dad came and Lydia and I laid hands on this boy, 16 years old or so, maybe 17, prayed for his healing. You could feel the power of God touching the kid. The father made some, excused himself shortly after and left the room, and the mother was weeping and weeping and weeping. She said, you know, that's the first time he ever prayed with us. So that's the first time we prayed as a family. She said, before you go, I want to ask you, there's a girl on the other side of the ward here. And she cries all night long. I hear her crying. She's desperate. She's calling out to God. She's frustrated. She said, would you go over and see if you have anything to tell her? So we went over and we met her. Her name was Candy. She was 16 years old, out with a bunch of her high school friends, sitting in the middle of the back seat of the car. There was an accident. She came over the seat, through the windshield, landed out on the front of the car. When she went through the windshield or somewhere along the line, she broke her neck in two. They had taken a metal ring called a halo, put it around her head that was screwed into her skull. I hurt just looking at that. She had these metal bars going down this brace, and she's laying there. And she said, she told us, the doctor told me, it's been 23 days since the accident. I don't feel anything in my legs. I can't move them. I can't sit up. I can't even try to get up in bed. They told me if this was all going to work, it would have started working already. I'm scared. And I said, well, we're just going to ask Jesus to do something for you. Because even if it's not supposed to get better, He can make it better. So I said, we're going to put our hands on you. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus. I don't remember if we prayed in tongues or what, but we prayed in Jesus' name and asked for the healing. The next day was Valentine's Day. Part of what was breaking this girl's heart is she was a cheerleader, very popular at school, but not a single boy had ever come to see her in the hospital. So Lydia said, when we went home, why don't we get her a balloon and I'll take it to her tomorrow for Valentine's Day. So we did, and we got into the ward where she was in intensive care, and her bed was empty. We went to the nurse's station to find out where they moved her. They said, that's still her bed. She got out of bed today. She got in a wheelchair and she's down. She wanted to go down to the cafeteria and eat Valentine's dinner with her dad. God will do the miraculous. He'll do it through everyday people like you and me. This concludes our time of studying in the Word together. I just want you to remember, God is good. And this is all really pretty simple. Do you just know that God loves you and He wants to do good things for you, to you, for you? And He wants to use you to touch the world. And if your heart is open, He'll get it done. We've looked at quite a number of things along the way. I hope I didn't teach so long that I gave you the idea that it's complicated, because it isn't. You love the Lord, and with His grace and His power, He's going to give you a better and better life as time goes on. I have a little saying, if you're willing, God is able. You keep your heart open and you stay relying on God, and He's going to do a great work in you, and He's going to do a great work through you, because He's a great and a glorious God. Amen. Praise the Lord.